Yo guys, it's another episode of the YMZ Tech Talk podcast, and today I think I'll let Karabo do the intro. So Karabo, hold it down.
Hi guys, welcome to the YMZ Tech Talk podcast. I'm here with my host, by two. Is it two? Do I call you two or is it one person? Yeah.
So today we're talking about Taxify, now known as Bolt. They've rebranded recently, and they've recently announced that they are going to launch a food delivery service similar to Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So what do you, before we chop that, what do you guys think of the name Bolt and what the whole rebranding?
I think it's bad. I don't think it's bad. I think it was coming because of the dirtiness of Taxify. Not dirtiness, but the dent that it has when it comes to customer imagery. Let me say that.
Okay. Because when they rebranded, they released a statement that this is to align themselves with future plans in terms of they will be expanding into like not only on like transportation of dropping people, but they were gonna be like electric scooters, you know, there's a whole lot of like transportation. So it's not only on focused on the Taxify service, you know, they're gonna be doing more. So do you guys think the Bolt is a no-no?
It's a dope thing. I mean, just like Uber did. I mean, I think it's a dope thing. Even if I was in the same business, I was gonna expand my business to that. You know.
Okay. But you also need to remember, there's leaders, there's followers. Uber is a leader. Taxify Bolt is a follower. That they copycat everything that the leaders do.
But for me, I don't feel like it's a copycat type of thing. For me, it's a fair competition. They need to be, because imagine if you only had Uber in South Africa.
Yes.
You know, so for me, it's like nice. We have a competition that exists. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, the biggest problem that I have with them, as it's always been there, is that safety. They don't take safety seriously. They need to test. Start taking safety seriously. Like, they don't even like, I didn't even see a big explanation or a report that okay, this is why we're facing like the safety drivers. Even that big article, they just came out, okay, we will investigate, then they went back.
Yeah,
that, remember that taxi driver with the towel thing?
Yes, I do.
Like, how do you give a mentality like that to a driver?
But also,
aren't you strict enough? Like, first of all, aren't you strict enough? Like, people don't just post on like that. They know that Taxify won't do anything.
But for me, I feel like it's the same thing that is happening with Uber. Actually, both Uber and Taxify to me are the same thing. Okay, we might give Uber a medal, you know, bronze medal. Yeah, not even gold or... So, but a bronze medal, you know, Uber for trying at least to be, their support is there. I see them, they've launched the 24/7 call support. They've got support online, on Twitter, even on the app. But with Taxify, we know it's the worst, I can say. But for me, Uber service and Taxify service are the same. So I won't say which one is better. I'm just saying both of them are just the same.
You know why? It's because one time I had a chat with the Uber driver. We're talking about the safety that they have to go through, the rigorous that they have to go through just to verify that they are the people that are driving you, which is important because every day they have to take selfies every 4 hours. I think that we are the person. I am the person that
I see
that I posted on the phone, or else you won't drive it. Mm-hmm. You know, and also have to do background checks every year. Like, you won't even drive it without going to a background check.
I see.
Is Taxify doing the same thing?
No.
Because every person I think that's banned go Uber went to Taxify. I think that they are now doing Taxify.
That's true, yeah.
See, it's the biggest problem I have is, what is Taxify doing about this?
And obviously, Taxify is looking to expand. It's looking for money. Whoever's going to register onto them,
they're going to go with them.
Yeah. But like Tawiso is saying, for me sometimes it's like this even Uber, I'm saying Uber and Taxify, I'm putting them under one category. It's like they just accept all the drivers. They don't really care. I remember one day riding in Uber with that driver was probably like 60, reaching 70. Like, how do they do that? Like, you understand? So they don't really care how old are you, those type of things. Sometimes you find a guy who's on Uber and he tells you, like, when my hours are done on Uber, I jump onto Taxify. Mm-hmm. How do you justify that?
You see, the problem that they, like, even Uber has a limit, you know. Yeah. I'm telling, like, the driver, we need to drive 11 hours.
Yes.
It shows that Uber is responsible.
Yes.
It's only the drivers who are doing the misbehaving. It's not Uber. Yes. Uber has the restriction and timeline that this is how a driver needs to behave.
Okay.
But then the driver's like, ah, you know what, after that, I'm going to go to Taxify, I'm going to take out my clothes and put a towel, and I'm going to go fetch the...
That's why for me, I said, at least, let's give them a bronze medal for trying.
No,
for
they're not trying. Even trying. Yeah. Last was it last week or the past week? I went into a Taxify, and then I said to the driver, "How's the new service, the Bolt service?" He was like, "I don't know about anything about the Bolt service." Yes. And I'm like, "But you're driving a Taxify, so how do you not know?"
You see, that's the problem I have. Is the Taxify is reluctant. I think that they have a don't care mentality.
Yeah.
They have it. It's not like they don't. They have a don't care mentality.
Yeah.
About safety, about the drivers, about the users. All they're looking for is that the profit margin need to be hit.
Yeah.
That's why they're bringing out everything. Like, we're gonna start delivering food. Like, no, not my food. You can deliver someone else's. Like, you're already bad. Yeah. Imagine saying my food. Like, my food's probably gonna come out like 2 hours later. But it's really. And I have to accept, like,
So, do you guys think them moving into the food delivery service is a bad
choice?
Bad thing.
Bad choice. As a company, they should have cleared the image first. They should have said, like, guys, we have improved. Remember the Enterprise Paloni saga.
Yes.
That they came out with an ad specifically saying that right now we are testing our food in 7 stages.
Okay.
It's important to do that. Like, okay.
Yeah.
That it gives you confidence. So, okay, now Batista's are 7 times before I buy it, which means okay, it's now safe.
Oh,
they haven't come out with such a thing. Like, guys, listen, we are doing 1, 2, 3 just to verify the drivers.
Yeah.
Nah, doop. They said, doop. Hey, it's Bolt. Guys, this is new. You can sort it out. It's Bolt. It's called Bolt. It's a new brand name. Use it. If you don't want to use it, don't use it. They have that mentality. Like, I think they need to come out and say, guys, listen, this is what we are doing in the background. We are fixing everything. I am the new CEO. If there's a new CEO, yeah, this is 1, 2, 3. They haven't done it.
Yeah.
For me, it's the biggest problem.
Yay or nay?
The food service one.
Yes.
No. Why? Then I'm going to buy food and then he's going to cancel on me with my food.
me, I'm challenging Karabo to order maybe a food and then... He will let me know how.
Taxify.
I'm challenging you. I'm giving you a challenge. Please do that and let me know how that went.
Because I remember when we posted the report or the statement by Taxify, a lot of people made jokes about this move. They were like, no, my food is gonna come here, chips gonna be messy, the driver's gonna come here and tell me I don't have money for petrol. Okay, so, you know, all these stories, like, my food is gonna get here, eat pizza with 2 slices missing, you know. So a whole lot of people were really joking about it, and it kind of like showed me that people really don't take Taxify or seriously. Anything that Bolt says seriously.
They don't. Yeah. Because the company itself doesn't take itself seriously. Yeah.
So at this time, we should blame themselves for
the whole management of Bolt.
They did themselves dirty.
They put themselves in such a situation. Yeah. Is that whatever incident came out, they didn't actually come out. It's just like, okay, we'll investigate, we'll check it out, we'll investigate. They didn't come out with the full story. Okay, listen, that driver, we've banned them, the driver... No more, they didn't do that. It's what if you check out Uber's complaints on Twitter, you can see that Uber is rampant. Like, whatever something happens, they will go to it, then the driver will get sorted out.
Yeah, I get you.
That gives the clients, the customers satisfaction. And you know what, Uber it's a US company, but in South Africa they are performing. They are really doing good.
Yes,
But I can be sure that there's someone out there who ditched Uber for Taxify.
Yeah,
it's possible. Cheap. It's possible. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people who use Taxify. Yeah. Even if how bad, how worse it can be, they still use it.
That's why for me, I said, like, for me, these two services are similar to me. But even though I'm still giving Uber the bronze medal, you know, So with Bolt launching the food delivery service, for me, I feel like yes, there can be this 90% or 80% noise. That no ways, I'm not going to. But I believe someone out there is going to use the service. Don't you guys believe that?
People are still going to try.
I mean, it's going to be cheaper. People are going to use it.
That's the only problem with
that. But on Uber, they only charge you 10 rand for delivery. It's only 10 rand everywhere.
Okay, I'm not. I haven't really.
I've also seen that. I think they also do that. They go to the nearest restaurant. You know?
Oh yes,
they don't go to Auckland's and say.
Yeah. Only restaurants near you.
Okay. If you need KFC, they go to Alexandra.
Yeah. It's gonna be 10 rand for delivery.
So that's that cheap.
Mm-hmm. So, for some people, they might find because for example, yes, on I know the chick with Uber and Taxify is like on Taxify, you don't even like. On Uber, you need to have your card and everything before you do your cash trips. But with Taxify, you can just simply like do a cash trip, simple as that. I think that's why it's always regarded as the bad one, the baddest out of all, because of this, like this underlying lies or tricks.
Reluctant on safety.
So I wonder how that is going to affect the food delivery service. You know, yes, because some people, besides them bringing the food looking upside down or two chips or two slices of pizza missing, but
I think what's this Uber Eats? It's different from Uber, the app, because when Uber Eats, when they deliver food, it's a scooter. It's not a car.
But I'm just asking, like, how also can the food delivery service be bad in terms of there are not only the drivers delivering the food looking awkward, but how also can it be negatively affected? Do you think there could be other negative news around that?
Probably the speed of delivery. I think it's gonna be cost, because when you're hungry, you really want.
In most cases, that's why
you don't wanna go to the restaurant. You wanna order, they have to bring it now. I think that's gonna negatively affect. If they are really that slow, it's gonna affect.
Because I also think on Uber Eats, there's also this type of complaints because I've seen them obviously on Twitter where people say ordered a burger on my burger on Uber Eats, and then this is how it came out, like, you know,
just
those
came,
type of things.
Just came with the lettuce,
you know. Yes, yeah. So those type of things. So you can imagine how also Taxify or Bolt is going to manage that type of, you know. Yeah. So do you guys think they shouldn't go ahead?
If it
was you with the CEO advising him, what would you be?
I'd fire the whole board, because at the stage where the image of Bold or Taxify is, it means that the board is not doing something great, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'll fire the whole board. Probably if I was the CEO, resign for someone better, someone young. I was gonna understand and challenge and be innovative.
Yeah.
It's all about innovation. Yeah. You can't copycat everywhere. Yeah. You come for, like, Uber's doing that, you're also gonna do it. Yeah. Uber's doing that, you're gonna do it. No, you can't do that forever.
But also, my say could be that they might see this as negative comments or negative vibe only in South Africa type of thing. Maybe in other countries or cities, they doing well.
Yeah, I think it's all, you but know, it's also so, a challenge for them as a company that listening.
Yeah, but they could be behaving. They could be like, what can we do? I mean, it's just South Africa only. Like, other countries are doing well, you know. So is that also, like, should they really? Okay, I know they should care, but should it be their daily concern?
I think Uber cares. I think the thing about Uber is that they care, because you know
they raise their standard. Obviously, they should care to keep the standard going. Yes. Yeah,
so. But remember when I saw competition with Uber, so they also need to raise their standards.
Yeah, remember when I saw that article of Uber launching a taxi? Remember the full taxi truck driver?
I remember
but
that.
But they didn't do it in South Africa.
Yes, because of obviously Egypt and stuff. Yes,
because they understood what, like, if we do something as crazy as this is gonna be the repulsion. This is gonna be bad.
Yes.
It shows that they do care. They understand the customers.
I get you.
I think that the balance with Uber is that, for me, is that they care too much for us as consumers than they do for the drivers.
Okay.
It's the biggest problem I see with the drivers, that they do complain about Uber not listening to them because of safety reasons and stuff like that. The thing that's happening in Pretoria Gautrain Station is still happening right now.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
There's no Uber that's going to... Like, even if you call an Uber, I'm telling you, you won't even find an Uber. Yes. Even Uber does warn you. The only thing that they're doing is warning you. But also, the problem with Uber is that it's such a new, innovative technology or platform, is that even the government doesn't understand what Uber is.
I get you. Yeah.
There's no policy against Uber.
Yeah.
They're trying to make Uber behave the same way as Mexitaxi. But Uber, it's not a Mexitaxi.
Yeah.
You can't say Uber is a mixed taxi, even though it's a hailing service such as a mixed taxi.
But
the mixed taxi is that you go to it, whatever you find it, you go in, you can in, they charge you 9 million and you go to your home.
Yeah.
Different thing is Uber, you just hold your smartphone, like right now, call it, it comes pick you up, it drops away, you know, you pay less.
Exactly.
Yo, what is it? What's the policy? South Africa doesn't have a policy. Yeah. I think that's the biggest problem here, is that they need to start understanding this thing. Same thing as Airbnb.
Yes,
you know? They need to understand this kind of thing. This is
how do they regulate it?
We are there. Yes. It's not like we are not there. We are here.
No, I guess they will catch up, obviously, because the services that are being offered starts being on demand, and those companies are making money out of those services, and some way somehow the government doesn't know how to
regulate
it. You know, I think they are now aware because of how where we are with technology and everything. You know, they should be really aware. Yeah. And I also have to put it out there that food delivery service has not launched yet. It's still coming, and South Africa will be one of the countries that will see the debut of the service, including Estonia and Finland. So the launch date hasn't been announced yet. We will let you know as soon as the service is out there.
We track back.
Yeah.
Taxify, aka Bolt, is also at these other countries?
Estonia and Finland.
I wonder how it behaves. I'm sure it's top, probably proper.
That's why I told you, like, that it could, like, Bolt, Taxify, it could be performing well in other cities and countries. And in South Africa, we look at this as the worst service ever, you know.
Yeah.
But it's how it was probably implemented and how the drivers, because obviously the drivers are also the big players in the business of such, you know. Because if they ruin the business out there, then we're not saying, hey, CEO, this is wrong. We're saying, I know me and Taxify drivers are not going to be on the same car, those type of things.
Yeah, that's the problem I talked about. I think they don't take the brand. Also, if it's South Africa, they don't take it that serious.
I see.
That they need to take it and clear the image. They need to come out and have a press conference. Just saying, guys, this is what we have done. Mm. This is new. We have implemented this for our drivers. There will be no towels, delivery drivers anymore. Like, they need to come out.
Yeah,
I think that was the biggest one that exposed the brand, that how bad the brand was.
Yeah, but like I said, for me, it depends on also, drivers are the big players. The quality of drivers there, it plays a huge role, because I can hop into an Uber now and go to Sentin. And then when I get there on my trip, this driver is giving me bad vibes, is telling me stories. I'm telling you, take a left. He says, I'm going to, you know, those type of things.
Yeah.
It can affect my experience. Then I'm saying, like, okay, I'm thinking twice about using an Uber, or I'm thinking twice about using Taxify or Bolt, you know. So that also plays a role, you know, those type of things. So you should look at that, you know. Yeah.
But also, remember, if you have proper... tests, like right now, I'm at the business incubator called RiserCorp.
Yeah,
right here. I had to write an entrepreneurial test that was difficult, but I passed it, which tested my mentality as an entrepreneur.
Mm,
do they the same thing for the drivers? Do they test the drivers? Because I don't think if they did test the drivers, that driver with the towel wasn't going to appear there.
Yes.
Like that. So, like, that guy is probably a mental problem. You know,
yes,
I don't think they have that thing.
Mm, yeah, no. So, guys, let us know what you think. Do you think you see yourself using the Taxify or Bolt food delivery service? Do you think it's a win for them? What do you think about the service so far? So, we'd like to hear from you on social media. Our hashtag is YMZTechTalk. Let us know final words.
I don't have, but I don't trust the Bolt and the Taxify.
Yeah.
In general, I don't trust it.
But definitely when it launches, we should try it out and share our experience, right?
Yeah.
Karabo, final words?
Yeah, I like the brand. I'm not identifying the brand. I'm just the brand needs to take off itself. They need to take off the image. They need to look up after the image. It's like the brand has the image. They have it. It's there. It's Bold. They're called Bold. You know, they need to be Bold.
Tabiso?
Let's give it a chance and then see how it goes. Yeah, okay. But you gotta remember, on this Bold food service, they've partnered with a company called Order In.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Similar thing as Mr.
Yes. Yeah.
So I mean that kind of partnership. I mean it's something that can take the service to another level. You know.
Yeah. But we shouldn't forget how the initial service of transportation affects that. You know, someone who had a bad experience using a Taxify Bolt is most likely not going to use. Yes, yeah, you know. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. Share your comments and let us know what you think. Yeah. This was the YMZ Tech Talk. Tag us on social media at Riomzansi, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Lerato, your social media handles?
Rato_Mudicello on Instagram and Twitter.
Karabo?
Karabo Gerald, Instagram, Twitter.
Taviso Designer on Twitter and Instagram.
So it's a wrap. Cheers, guys.